proclamation number 8416 dated the February 19th, 1963. Difference between the working of the spirit and psychic receptions. You should always bear in mind that the truth is intended to be distributed everywhere. Therefore, I must convey it to Earth in all places. And this is always possible as soon as a person fulfills the requirements which the working of my spirit in a person are based on. First, the willingness to be of service to me is to motivate a person to enter into heartfelt contact with me, and he will indeed be accepted as a laborer in my vineyard, since he is living a life of love, otherwise he would not offer himself to me as a co-worker. Hence, love is likewise the precondition that I can choose him as a suitable vessel into which my spirit can pour. Another requirement is the strong and living faith that I speak to my child as a father, when it desires me to speak. And a further indispensable prerequisite is that he is permeated with the desire to be taught the absolute truth and that he therefore turns to the eternal truth itself in order to receive it. Now you will say that you humans are meeting every one of these requirements and that I should therefore be able to give my word directly to many people. Consequently, you will also gullibly accept messages from the spiritual world, although they cannot be rated as the working of the divine spirit. For many people have an overwhelming urge to make contact with the supernatural world. And since all of you humans are surrounded by inhabitants of the world beyond, you will surely find it understandable that they will also make use of every opportunity to make contact with you in order to express themselves to you. It is indeed difficult for you to recognize the difference between such communications from the spirit world and the genuine working of my spirit. Yet the one thing I want you to consider is that I merely want to assist your soul to become perfect on earth, and that therefore the contents of my imparted spiritual knowledge through the working of the spirit will be the gospel of love. Furthermore, that you, in order to find redemption on earth from your original sin, need to receive the knowledge about Jesus Christ and his act of salvation, about the cause and spiritual reason for his mission, and about my human manifestation in him. And you need to be enlightened by me about your origin and your goal and about my eternal plan of salvation, through which I will one day reach the goal I set for myself when I created you. This extensive knowledge can only be conveyed to you through the working of my spirit in you. And therefore only those people can claim to be true word recipients whom I have initiated myself either directly or through my messengers of light, through perfect beings in the spiritual kingdom which absorb the light ray of my love and forward it on my instruction. And thus everyone believing himself to receive my word should first seriously question whether he received this knowledge from me, whether he can state with conviction that he was initiated by me into the truth, into a knowledge which was previously still unknown to him. The information about my plan of salvation can only be conveyed to people by me directly, for anyone who only accepts it intellectually from other people will not understand it, even if it corresponds to the truth, because it requires spiritual enlightenment in order to comprehend it. And I certainly convey this knowledge to Earth in a clear and fully understandable way in all countries on Earth, and it will totally concur, because only pure truth can come forth from me and this will never contradict itself. And the recipients of such extensive knowledge should do everything in their power and try to distribute it. And this can always be used as a guideline for proclamations from the supernatural world, for as soon as they fail to impart to people the profound knowledge of my eternal plan of salvation, they do not originate from me but are expressions of those spirits which are not yet entitled to teach because they are not yet permeated by the light which they should forward on my instructions. It is particularly important to know in which way such messages are conveyed to a person, whether he, in a fully conscious state, mentally or audibly hears clear words, or whether a spiritual being speaks through the mouth of a person in a psychic state, who surrendered his will and is therefore unable to test which spirit takes possession of him. This examination must always be carried out first, for although truthful messages can be received in a psychic state too, such momentous and extensive knowledge which provides complete clarification about my eternal plan of salvation will never be conveyed to people in this way. Then partial truths may well be imparted, but to the same extent misguided teachings can also slip in, such as the wrong description of the deity in Jesus, whose correct portrayal is, however, of utmost importance. And as soon as people are taught wrongly, especially in this respect, they still live in error, and every error has a disastrous effect on the human being's soul. I don't keep clarifying this time and again for no reason, because Jesus Christ's act of salvation and my human manifestation must be fully understood by you humans. For the purpose of your existence on earth is that you will be free from all guilt when you pass into the kingdom of the beyond. And only if you possess a truthful explanation about this act of salvation by Jesus Christ will you consciously take the path to the cross. You, who once denied me your acknowledgement, will consciously acknowledge me again of your own free will. But precisely as long as this problem of my human manifestation is not yet solved by you, you will still live in spiritual darkness. And if you are now being taught by those in the spiritual realm which are instructed by me to teach you and to convey my word to you, then these beings of light will first of all provide this significant knowledge, and thereby you will also recognize the working of my spirit in you. Then you will not need to be afraid of being used by other spiritual forces, which certainly will also disguise themselves and claim to be your guides and yet do not have the knowledge themselves as to be able to enlighten you. However, you humans don't know how my adversary influences people as well as the still immature beings in the beyond. And you don't know that he will try everything in his power in order to undermine the pure truth and to make people believe that they know the truth. Their skillful disguise will cause much harm, because people allow themselves to be used and are far too gullible themselves. For they lack the right judgment, and they confuse the transmission from the supernatural spheres with the working of my spirit, which irrefutably grants truth to those who are instructed by me to spread the truth throughout the world. And you should accept this truth and comply with my will. You should not just be listeners but doers, and then you will no longer need to doubt and question but know that you possess the truth. Amen.